Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Stan Bonson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is hit by the pitch. Jim Wolford pinch runs for Amos Otis. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Wolford moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Al Cowens now playing center field. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Tenarche reaches second base with a double. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tenarche moves to third. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from 10 RCA and he is safe. Wolford steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford scores. Brett moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Bando steals second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tenarche hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Potek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wolford moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tenarche hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Garner reaches second base with a double. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Potek reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Potek moves to third. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneras fields it and throws to home to get Potek. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneras is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campaneras hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. McRae tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Little now pitching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tenarche hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gura now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.